we ask a very reasonable question, which is, "Vad masai chay lahachris?" How long does this hachrazah, this announcement, have to go on for? I mean, for goodness sakes. So, the principle is going to be that everyone, all the relevant parties, need to have had a reasonable chance to find out about it. The machlokas is going to be, well, who are the reasonable parties, the relevant parties to this discussion? So, the first sheet of Rav Meir is going to say, "Ad kadesha yedu bo shchenov," till all the neighbors, all the people in the neighborhood know. I have no idea la halacha what that would mean in a big city, but they didn't. So I don't know the gedarim. In a small town, it's obvious. But the point is, enough time that everyone in the neighborhood could know. However that's going to be, you have to post like to the sign. But the shemitah announced that whatever the story is. That's Rav Meir, and Rav Yehuda says no. The whole, because Rav Meir is assuming if it's lost, presumably someone in the neighborhood lost it. Where did it come from, after all? But the Rebbe says, no, it could be any Jewish person. Therefore, you need to make sure the whole Jewish people have a chance to know about it. How you can do that? Rebbe Yehuda says, Shalosh Regalim. You need to announce it on the three pilgrimage festivals in Jerusalem. V'acha ha-regel ha-achron, even after three times, you know, they had like a, you know, lost and found station that they would have in there. In Jerusalem, whenever it comes to Lila Regal, everyone would kind of, that would be a clearinghouse.
Evan, what do they call it? Evan, something.
I forgot what it's called.
It was a rock.
Yeah, there's a rock that everyone likes. Like the
Evan, something.
I don't remember.
What's it called? Chonia Magil said the water.
Did everyone even go there? Like,
right. It's a known place. Right. No. Lots of them.
Like Hyde Park. Community Boulevard, Baltimore.
Exactly right. So everyone knew where to go. So you have to do that three holidays running. Put up with a sign, you know, I found Red iPod, and then after three times, still left phones, you have to wait another. The Acha Regel, once the third holiday is passed, Ha'achron, Shiva Yamim, we need seven more days, Kadesh Yelech Lebeiso, so the guy can, who he saw on the third time, oh, Red iPod, was that mine? He has to go, Lelech Lebeiso, that's Shlosha, Kadesh Yelech Lebeiso, Shlosha, 3 days walk home, V'yachzer Shlosha, and give him 3 days to get back. V'yachriz yomach echad, into one day to find you and say that's my iPod. Evan Hatoen.
There you go.
Right. Very good. Evan Hatoen. So that's that. Now, so after you've done your announcing, the actual halachah l'maaseh application is, I do not know, like how to draw the line. But you have to announce it so everyone is reasonable to know. I don't know how they do it nowadays. There's no. What? You can't do it like that, exactly. What people do clearly is put up a sign when they found it, and that's that. I don't know how that conforms and complies with. I don't know how that works.
What happened was, one evening, very late, a basketball came down loose. My son-in-law picked it up, and we put up signs.
No one claimed it. Right.
The RBS,
whatever it was, yeah, the Shemesh list, whatever it is. That's, yeah.
He talks about that you go to Shul, you're going to be there. There was a time when that was not such a good thing to do because the government would come and say, well, that all belongs to us. But nowadays, since that's not the case anymore, you can go back to the Shul.
Right, I'm just not sure how it's going to work. Let's say Beit Shemesh. Let's say you find a basketball, so you can put a make a clap on the beam this is the biggest shul in town. So what? There's 99 more. I'm not sure how it's going to work. I don't know.
There's a passage in the Gemara, I think, where they make the point that when the Greeks took over, they announced, you know, we're not the Romans. We let you keep your things.
Oh, really?
There's something in that. I think it may be in Bava Masia, but I'm not sure.
That makes sense. Uh-huh. I don't remember.
I'm maybe getting confused with somebody else,
but I don't think so. Could be. The practice today clearly is to make the best effort to announce it. I don't know how. Technically, I don't know how putting up a sign on the pole outside your door cuts it. I don't know. I'm not saying it does or doesn't. I just don't know. Once you finish announcing it, so then the din is, you have to still keep it, and you can't do anything with it. You have to just, we'll see what you can do with it in a second, but basically, under normal circumstances, you just keep it till Eliyahu Navi comes to identify with rightful owners. And I told you, as a matter of real practical bottom line halacha, you can always just put the value of the object in an envelope and say, if so-and-so comes to claim it, then it's the envelope for his stuff, and you put a check in there also, so you're not tying up your money. That you could do. La halacha l'maisa. Okay, fine.